Human rights advocates and activists from Bay Area Labor for Palestine and Services Employee International Union 1021 Members for Palestine organized a hybrid event in San Francisco yesterday to raise funds for the Palestine New Federation of Trade Unions, or PNFTU, a confederation of unions based in the Israeli-occupied West Bank in Palestine that aims to protect legal rights and improve socioeconomic conditions for workers from different sectors. Various members from the Confederation's Women's Circle joined the discussion, including Hanan Salman, whose words were interpreted by a translator.
Since the 7th of October 2023, the Israeli occupation has escalated its crimes against the Palestinian people in the West Bank, occupied West Bank, in the context connected and synchronized with what's happening in Gaza.
Activists from different advocacy groups joined both virtually and in person, a large number at the San Francisco Union Hall at 350 Rhode Island Street. Ed Kingsley, a retired hospital worker from the San Francisco County Hospital, was one of many who asked questions about Palestinian workers' challenges.
We see in the news that often hospitals and clinics and hospital workers and doctors are targeted in Gaza by the Israeli military. And I wonder if the same kind of thing is happening in the West Bank and if women are able to access healthcare professionals.
Women trade union leaders discussed the different challenges that they face as a result of the Israeli war and occupation. All of their responses were interpreted by a translator.
There was a prevention of paramedics and journalists from coming in and covering what's going on. Practically, what happens here is that we started training people, especially women, so that they can be paramedics themselves. And sometimes paramedics are prevented and people from coming in and people are suffering and could not be saved.
While the world's focus has been on Gaza, the Israeli military and Israeli settlers have also been active in the West Bank with aerial bombardments, forced displacement of refugees, and killing and injuring of civilians, including U.S. citizens. According to the recent UN report, the confederation that is headquartered in the northern West Bank has been reported as the location where more than 80% of the 168 Palestinians killed in the West Bank this year are from. For KPFA News, I am Anasuya Turekat.